Okay, so it's February, and anyone who gardens knows that this month can be kind of a head scratcher. It's
Okay.
not really spring yet, but things are like starting to happen underground.
Yeah.
So what should we be doing? How do we get ahead of the game? This
Exactly.
week we're doing a deep dive into all the things you can do in your garden in February.
Okay.
And to help us, we've got the awesome advice from gardenadvice.co.uk.
Yeah, it's a brilliant website.
It's so good.
Really practical advice for gardeners of all levels.
And February is, like you said, a great time to get a jump on things before the real craziness of spring hits.
It is.
So let's talk bulbs. I mean, I get so excited when those first little shoots pop up.
Oh, yeah.
But the advice from Garden Advice got me thinking it's not just about enjoying those early flowers, it's about making sure they come back strong next year, too.
Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting how bulbs actually work. They kind of store up energy from this year to fuel next year's flowers. So feeding them now with a good fertilizer, it's like giving them a supercharge for an even more amazing show next year.
Oh, so even if I like totally forgot to plant bulbs last fall, I can still enjoy them this spring.
Absolutely. Garden centers usually have pre-forced bulbs this time of year.
Okay.
They've been given a head start, so you get to enjoy blooms much earlier.
That's so smart. So I don't have to wait as long.
It's instant gratification, you know?
Yes. I love instant gratification when it comes to flowers.
Especially for the impatient gardener.
That's me. I'm very impatient.
Yeah.
And speaking of impatient, I love that Garden Advice recommends Iris reticulata for early indoor blooms. It's
Yes.
like a little sneak peek of spring
It is a little preview.
while we wait for everything else to wake up outside.
Exactly. And then when it warms up a bit, you can move those iris reticulata outside so you can enjoy them for even longer.
Okay, so bulbs are definitely on the checklist. What else should we be thinking about this month?
Well, if you're ready to get your hands dirty, now is a great time to start sweet peas.
Sweet peas inside, right?
Yeah,
Please.
indoors.
Yeah.
It's a little too chilly for them outside right now.
Yeah, for sure. But wouldn't it be better to wait till it's warmer?
Well, that's the thing about starting them indoors. You create a little nursery on your windowsill.
Right.
Give them a head start so they'll be big and strong enough to handle a little frost later on.
It's like giving them a little jacket to wear.
Exactly.
Smart. Okay, so that's a great tip.
Yeah.
And Garden Advice also mentioned something called bare root planting, especially for hedges.
Yes.
Now, what exactly is that?
So bare root planting, that's when you plant trees or shrubs while they're dormant,
Okay.
without any soil around their roots.
Right?
It's like getting a plant in its simplest form ready to establish itself in your garden.
Mm.
And because they're dormant, they can focus all their energy on growing those roots.
So it's a good time to plant like a new hedge.
Exactly.
Another
Especially
hint.
if you're dealing with those brown dying Leylandii hedges.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are struggling with that.
It's so sad to see.
I've heard it's because of climate change and fungal diseases.
It is. There are a few different fungal diseases that are affecting Leylandii.
So, is there any hope for them?
Well, it's tough. But Garden Advice suggests replacing them gradually with you.
Okay.
You is much more resilient to these diseases and can handle our changing climate better.
So instead of ripping out the whole hedge, you can interplant with you and just let it slowly take over.
Exactly. It's like a gradual makeover for your hedge.
I love that, a slow motion makeover.
Yeah.
So while we're on the subject of makeovers, what about adding some color to the
Oh,
garden
good
here?
point. It does feel a bit bare this time of year.
Everything's brown and kind of blah.
It is. If you want vibrant color winter, cornice stems are amazing.
Yeah.
They add such a beautiful splash of color to the winter garden.
They would look so pretty with snowdrops too. They're starting to bloom now, right?
Yes. And speaking of snowdrops, did you know there's a special way to move them called in the green?
In the green, what's that?
So in the green means transplanting them while they're still actively growing,
Oh, wow.
instead of waiting for the bulbs to be dormant.
So you're moving the whole plant.
Yeah, it sounds counterintuitive, but it can be really effective for snowdrops.
Why is that?
Well, because their roots are already developed and ready to go.
Ah, so it's like giving them a head start.
Exactly, like a little jump start in their new location.
I love that. It's like mini transplant surgery for my garden.
It is a bit like that.
And you know what else is fun this month?
What's that?
Plant swaps.
Oh, yeah.
I love plant swaps. It's such a great way to find new plants and share your extras with other gardeners.
It is. It's like a treasure hunt for plant lovers.
And it's so much better than just composting those plants you don't have room for.
Exactly.
All right.
And speaking of great deals, did you know that Garden Advice course members get 12 free plants at the swap?
12 free
Yeah.
plants. Wow, that's
It
amazing.
is a pretty good incentive to join.
Yeah, for sure. So we've covered quite a bit already, from tiny bulbs to those giant hedges.
We have. And we're not done yet.
There's still more.
So much more to talk about.
Like,
well, lawn care for one. And we can't forget about those fruit trees.
Oh, right. Fruit trees.
They need some attention this month, too.
Okay. So much to do in February.
Yeah. But we'll be back after a short break to cover all that and more.
So before we get to fruit trees, we got to talk about lawn care.
Yes, the lawn.
It's easy to forget about it this time of year.
It is.
But a healthy lawn is so important for a beautiful garden.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that drives me crazy this time of year is moss.
Oh, yeah. Moss.
It's everywhere.
It can be a real problem.
I used to think it was all about drainage, you know, making sure the water doesn't sit on the lawn.
Right.
But Garden Advice says soil pH is super important, too.
It is. You see, moss actually loves acidic soil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually below a pH of 6.
Huh. I never knew that. So if my soil's too acidic...
Then moss will just take over.
So what can I do about it?
Well, the answer is lime.
Lime?
Yeah. Adding lime to your lawn helps to raise the pH.
Okay.
And that makes it much harder for moss to grow.
So it's like I'm giving my lawn a little shield. Exactly. You're making it less hospitable to moss.
Okay, lime it is.
Yeah.
So now that we've protected our lawns, what about those fruit trees?
Ah, yes, fruit trees. Now that most of them are bare, it's a great time to prune.
Pruning makes me a little nervous. I always worry about cutting the wrong branches.
I know it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
But don't worry, there's a specific technique for this time of year.
Okay, what is the...
So Garden Advice recommends focusing on those long shoots that grew last summer.
Right.
The ones without any flower buds.
Okay.
You want to cut them back to about 2 or 3 buds.
And why do we do that?
It encourages more fruiting growth.
So it's not just about shaping the tree.
No, it's about actually helping it to produce more fruit.
That's so cool. It's like a strategic haircut.
Exactly.
And speaking of rejuvenation, I have a lavender plant that's looking a bit sad.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best way to revive it?
Well, you could dig it up and plant a new one.
Right.
But Garden Advice has a more interesting suggestion.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Don't throw away the old plant. Shred it.
Shred it. Yeah. And then you can use that shredded lavender as mulch.
Mulch around the new lavender plants.
Exactly.
Why is that good?
Well, for one thing, lavender mulch helps to maintain the ideal pH for lavender growth.
Okay.
And it also adds nutrients back into the soil.
So it's like recycling.
It is. It's a great way to reduce waste in your garden.
I love that. That's such a good tip.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some of my favorite flowering shrubs.
Oh, yeah. Which ones?
Camellias and rhododendrons.
Beautiful.
The flowers are just stunning this time of year.
They are.
Yeah.
And to help them really shine, they need a little extra attention now.
Okay, what kind of attention are we talking about?
Well, this might surprise you, but Garden Advice recommends liquid tomato food.
With tomato food for camellias and rhododendrons.
I know it sounds strange.
Yeah.
But trust me, it works.
Okay, why does it work?
Because liquid tomato food is high in potash.
Potash.
Yeah. It's a nutrient that's really important for flower development.
So it's like a special boost for those big, beautiful blooms. Okay, I have to try that. So from lawn care to fruit trees and even tomato food for camellias, we've covered a lot.
We have. It's amazing how much there is to do in the garden, even in February.
It is. But I think we have time for one more topic.
Okay, what's that?
Let's talk about snowdrops in the green. So remind me again, what does in the green even mean?
Right. So it's basically you're transplanting snowdrops while they're still growing.
Okay. So not waiting for them to die back or anything.
Exactly. You move them while they're still green and leafy.
And why is that better than just planting bulbs?
Well, think about it. When you plant a bulb, it takes time for it to like root and start growing.
Right.
But when you move snowdrops in the green, they already have their root system.
Oh, so they can just focus on blooming?
Exactly. It's like they're already one step ahead.
That's so clever.
It is a neat trick.
I'm all about giving my plants a head start.
Speaking of head starts.
Yes.
We were talking about those camellias and rhododendrons.
Right, those gorgeous flowers.
I really need some extra love this time of year.
And we were going to use that liquid tomato food, right?
Yes, tomato food.
It still seems a little weird to me.
I know, but it really works.
Why, though? Remind me.
It's all about the potash.
Oh, right. Potash.
Liquid tomato food has tons of it.
And potash helps with?
Flower development. It's like a magic potion for big, beautiful blooms.
Okay. I'm convinced I'm going to try it.
You should. And if you want to learn even more about gardening.
Yeah.
Garden Advice has some amazing online courses.
Oh, right. I've heard about those.
They cover everything from basic techniques to like pruning and propagating.
So I could really level up my gardening skills.
Absolutely.
And they have that special deal for their members at the Plant Swap.
Right, 12 free plants for Garden Advice course members.
Wow, 12. That's incredible.
It is. It's a great perk.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything for February.
We have.
Yeah.
From bulbs and fruit trees to lawns and flowering shrubs.
So much good advice.
I hope it's been helpful.
It definitely has. I'm feeling much more prepared for February now.
Good. I'm glad. And remember, every garden is different.
Right.
So observe your plants, adapt these tips to your own garden, and most importantly, have fun.
Yes. Gardening should be enjoyable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So get out there, enjoy the fresh air, and watch your garden come to life.
That's the best part. Thanks for all the great tips today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And happy gardening, everyone.